Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Would you use public transport if you had a choice? And that's what we're going to start off with tonight. Okay? So, would you use public transport if you had a choice? We heard in the news today that the new fare structure is to be introduced to the Leap Card. Dublin will be split into three zones, with places such as Balbriggan and Skerries being zone two, which is now going to force people in those areas to pay twice as much, or cutting them off from the city, essentially. I look, at this stage, you know, Lusk, Balbriggan, even Bray, I mean, they're essentially, as far as transport is concerned, they're part of the city. Skerries, Balbriggan, Lusk, they're all part, Donabase, they're all part of the city. I mean, there's people from Dublin living in all those areas who had to move out because they couldn't afford the housing any closer to the city. On top of this, more than 80% of the public transport workers have said they have been targeted with abuse. Nearly three quarters said abuse was on a daily occurrence, while just under a quarter said it occurred at least once a week. So it's a huge problem. Vanessa O'Keefe, a Dublin bus driver, 17 years, has said that in her time she has had racial attacks, drug use, women being abused and sexually assaulted. Obviously drug use on the bus, not her. This doesn't just happen on the buses. Alan O'Brien, a customer assurance agent on the Lewis, said he has experienced multiple assaults. Myself and many of my colleagues have been assaulted, threatened with violence, threatened with sexual violence. It is a daily occurrence. And a delegation from SIPTU Trade Union, which included workers from Dublin Bus, Irish Rail, Bus Éireann and Lewis, outlined the issues experienced by staff and revealed that these issues are as bad as many have seen them and only seem to be getting worse. So the question is, and I'm going to be straight out with you, and you're welcome to challenge my view if you want to, because that's what the show is all about. I have a car. I would not use public transport. If it was outside my door, I wouldn't use it. For that very reason. I don't believe it's safe. I don't want to share a bus with somebody, you know, taking methadone. I don't want to share a Lewis with somebody bringing a horse onto it. I don't want to share, you know, a train where we're being ripped off, for example. A lot of people are saying this today about the Leap Card. It's being ripped off and it's basically just too many people on it in the first place. It's not comfortable. It's a smell constantly all the time. I do not want to. Call me a snob if you want to, but I wouldn't use public transport. That's just me. I'm sure there are people who would disagree with me and say they happily use it every single day and they save a lot of money. They don't have to buy petrol. But I'm asking you, would you use it? If you have a choice. Now, I know some people have no choice. They don't have their own transport. And I know some people have no choice in relation to using their cars because there's no public transport in their areas. But if you had a choice, would you use public transport? Or would you rather sit that extra few minutes in a car? Actually, to be honest with you, it's probably quicker in a car most of the time. But if it was a case that it was an extra 20 minutes in traffic in a car, would you rather sit in a car on your own, in the comfort of your own car, than be on a bus with a possibility of being assaulted, verbally, physically, whatever it happens to be? Because people are saying it's not safe anymore. That's what they're saying. And we can't deny people's fears. And not only the customers, but the staff themselves. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Do you use or would you use public transport? And I want to hear the good stories too, by the way. Jason, hi, how are you?
Good evening, Niall. Niall, come here. Can I tell you the funniest place I met an Irish person?
In the registry office only recently?
No, not yet. Yeah, come here.
Go on.
Because this is my first time around the block, if you know what I mean. That's all I'm going to send that part to it. The year's 2000, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm out in my van, walking away. Yeah. Do you know Rahini?
I do.
Do you know the Super Value next to the Garda retirement home?
Yeah, it used to be H. Williams years ago. Yeah.
Do you know the way there's a ghost island in the middle there? You know, between, you know, the, well, I used to park my van there all the time, deliver my papers into the shop in the middle of the night, but I used to have a day run. And one day I parked there and this cheeky fucking traffic car guard came down on his bike, must have been coming out of retirement home. Two of us had fucking words on the side of the road before I know what I'm in court with him, yeah? Just going back and forth for a year, right? This was gas. We sorted it out, and anyway, I got fined, blah, blah, blah. I'm going on my first trip around the block, if you know what I mean, me and the ex.
Yeah.
And I get on the plane, and there's me and the wife, and he was sitting right beside me.
The guard.
I swear to good God, we went to the same resort. We spent 2 weeks in the same hotel. We were booked onto all the same trips. He swore blind it was his brother, right? I swear to good God, you know, I'm not telling you what, but I swore blind it was his brother for the whole 2 weeks, no matter how drunk I got him, right? He swore blind it was his brother. And when we got off the plane in Dublin Airport, we both were separate ways. He shook my hand. He says, it is me. He says, my God, he says, you were fucking nuts.
Yeah, something similar happened to me many years ago. I got done, but for speeding. I was in about 19 by a guard. And then about 2 weeks after I was in court, I got like a 60 quid fine at the time or something. I can't remember what it was. I was working at Tamango nightclub, and this guy comes over and says, will you play a request for me? My wife, it's our anniversary. And I looked at him and I went, I sure will. And he looked at me and he went, oh, jeez.
Right, well, back to tonight's topic. In Dublin now. Would I get on the Junkie Express? No.
I haven't heard it called that. The Junkie Express. No, I've never heard that slang term.
I've heard of the
Vomit Comet and a few other things.
Yeah. Well, the one that comes from let's just say, the talent direction in the town, that's called the Junkie Express, because, you know, your man that gets 60 grand a year that pushes a button that goes, pick up Junkie, go. That pick up junkie.
I know some people object to that word, but here's the thing, right? Yeah. I've been on that particular Lewis. I used it to go up to Smithfield once or twice. And
Come the other way, Noel. Sorry, come the other way.
Oh, no, I came the other way from Smithfield down to town, and the first time I got on it, there was two of them arguing over who had the most amount of methadone. The second time I got on it, there was a few people that weren't Irish, but they were fighting in a ball on the ground. In the middle of it. And the third time I got on it, there was a load of lads trying to dodge the fare. And there was a security guard chasing them up and down the Lewis. So,
Charlie Noel.
My experience hasn't been good.
Sorry, was that literally just in town? Was that in town? Okay. Oh, yeah, no, mate. Come further out. Come all the way out to where it starts in Sagard, right? And spend the day, just go from Sagard all the way down to fucking the Point Depot. And you'll never, ever again get public transport in your life. I swear to God, got you. I dread when my kids come up to Dublin, because they come up that side. They get, you know, the Red Cow is there, you know, the new bus terminal, you know, all that. They have to use it.
I've heard people bring horses onto it and all sorts of things, yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. If it was only horses, at least the horses are well-behaved now. I have a daughter that lives in town, as you know, not far from your studio there. She uses it when she's coming out for me to pick her up. I dread when they're on that fucking thing. But, come here.
Have they not improved the security at it, no?
Come here. Lorraine's sister's on, is part of that. Now, she's off now because she's just had another baby. But that's what she does for a living. Now, this girl...
she drives a Lewis?
No, she's security. You know them
security. Yeah. They stand at the stops.
She's had syringes put to her. She's being spat at, assaulted. Oh, the stuff that girl has told you. And all she wants to do is pay her mortgage.
Park the Lewis for a second. Would you get on the bus?
Now, there's me thing, right? Certain bus routes in Dublin, yeah. No problem with use them on me life, yeah. I'm out of Dublin a long time. We're nearly 15 years out of Dublin. We have a beautiful bus service down here, up to Dublin. It's a bus area. There's only one driver that's an arsehole, but I think he's having problems at home. The rest of them,
How do you know he's having problems at home? Don't get into it. Don't get into it. Go on anyway.
You know by the face on him.
Somebody would say he has a face like a Lurgan Spade. Go on,
Oh, Jesus, yeah. But no, we have one. We don't have a car because of what I do for a living. I'm out all the time. Lorraine has no interest in driving, and the kids are adults, you know, with the safety environment, be it them type of kids that are at that age. So he says, right, We'll get off the car. I sold my car 5 years ago. Now I'm registered with GoCar. You know GoCar, that app?
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. There's one less than 3 minutes walk from my house in the Tesco's. Most Tesco's.
And how much does it cost, you say, if you want to pick up a car for the day?
€11 an hour.
€11 an hour, yeah.
Four 50 kilometres are free, and then after that you pay, I think it's 55 cents a kilometre. I needed one. I walked it out, Noel. I had a car for years, and it spent weeks and weeks, and any truck driver will tell you this, they spend more time in your yard than they actually do you driving around with them. And it was costing me a couple of thousand a year to tax it and sure, you know, do the whole thing.
Yeah.
Still had to do everything with it. And I literally wasn't driving, and I walked out the bill.
And by the way, when you get the go-car, sorry for asking you this, because I've known nothing about them. So you hire out your go-car, you get the first 50 kilometres for free. Do you have to put petrol into it yourself?
No. You do, as I said, you pay for the petrol after that, but there's a diesel card at every car. So you just pull it to the garage, take out the diesel card, but you pay for it if you know what I mean. So you drive your first 50 kilometres, that's free. But after that, then you pay 50, I think it's 50 or 55 cents a kilometre after that. They're absolutely amazing. I love them. I've worked it out. I needed a car 12, 13 times last year. That's all I actually physically needed one. So it worked out a lot better for me. And they're brand new cars. They're taxed, they're insured. You know, they're up to date. Honestly, I thought...
So it doesn't matter if you're insured obviously automatically as soon as you... Once you have a license,
full
that's
license.
All you...
You have to have your full license. If you check out your license, your points, the whole lot. Right. You know, that type of way.
Okay, well hang on, because I need to get to a few people. Jason, stay there with me. Let me go to Stephen. Stephen, well, that was a great advertisement for GoCar, can I just point out?
Yeah, tell them who I am if you ring you, Niall, will you?
Yeah, they'd be delighted with that. Stephen, yeah. Would you use public transport?
Well, my car's been off the road for the last month or so. I can't afford to get it fixed right now. So I've been using public transport to get across. And like my commute to work is about a half an hour-ish by car. Now about an hour and 20 minutes, kind of average minute minimum. And then getting in out of the city has actually been fine, but getting through the city is a pain in the hole. And of course, a bus can appear and disappear like the, you know, the secret of Fatima. You know, for them.
By the way, do the buses still do that thing? When I was a kid, you know, none would come for ages and then two would come together. Do they still do that?
They still do that. I had it once. I was stopped at the stop midway through my journey, and the driver had stopped for 7 or 8 minutes. And I went down and I said, "What's going on?" He said, "Well, we're going too fast and I have to space it out." Yeah. And I'm just like,
"Oh, yeah."
Yeah, sorry, Niall, can I put it in on that? I know why that is. Okay, it's all to do with them signs that are over the bus stops, you know, to tell you how long the next bus is. And they have so many buses that have to fill that throughout the day. And if one catches up on the other...
He has to stop for a while to make up the time.
To go down. Okay. Because I had that coming home today. Like, I got my bus out of town and two of them came along at the same time because it took so long for one to get through the lights at the quays that the other one had caught up and left.
Right.
So they were both behind each other.
So the experience in itself, forget about the lateness maybe or the time it might take, but generally the types of people that would be on the bus, I don't know what route you're on. I mean, a lot of people have, I'm looking at stats here at the moment, and they're not very good. There is a rise in violence, assaults, bad behaviour generally on buses and public transport, Lewis especially. I mean, so did you have that experience or was your experience good?
When initially AJ asked me about it, I was just kind of going, well, the worst I've ever had is somebody hasn't put their fucking headphones in and I'm listening to their phone calls or every fucking TikTok for an hour.
I hate that.
You know, you just want to turn around and throw a phone or something, you know. But anyway, you don't, generally speaking. I might yet do, given another week or two. But
or somebody, even if they have their headphones in. Is, you know, when somebody even has their headphones in and you hear one half of the conversation, you know?
Yeah.
So annoying.
That's kind of not so bad for me. I usually have my headphones in anyway, so I'm not hearing a whole lot of what's going on. But all of the stories about, you know, the likes of the teenager with the screwdriver threatening a guy on whatever bus that was, you know?
Yeah.
It's all perfect examples of why we need transport police, a dedicated transport police, like the Lewis has, which, frankly, I think they're doing quite a good job on the Lewis, having had to get the Lewis several times over the last month or so.
I don't know about that. I mean, I don't think there'll ever be enough of them. You know what I mean?
Experience. I've never seen. Well, that's a fair point. I don't think there'll ever be enough of them, and they won't be able to solve everything. Because what's the driver supposed to do? They can't get out of their cab.
No.
Because it's against the rules. They can't risk their safety either. And they can't risk escalating the situation. So they'd have to stop and wait for the guards, if the guards ever fucking turn up within an hour or five. You know, so we do need some kind of dedicated guard of police structure for the buses. And, you know, because the trains have it and the Lewis has it, but the buses don't.
Yeah.
And, but I would wonder about the statistical occurrences of an incidence of severe antisocial behaviour compared to the tens of thousands of people that use it on a daily basis.
Okay, sorry.
Charlie Niall,
yeah, go ahead,
it depends
Jason.
On the route. It depends on the route. It really
That's
does.
That's what I was about to say as well. Yeah. There are some routes that have a higher incidence.
Right, so if you're coming from Blackrock into Dublin, you're probably perfectly fine.
Yeah, it depends. It really does. No, we come up from where we come up from. There's never a bother. There really isn't. Honestly, as I said, we've lovely buses. They're up to the modern. It's bus air that we use. We don't use Dublin bus, thank God. It's been a while since I've been on Dublin bus, but I really do think it depends on the route. I mean, I know some bus air and routes that lads would tell you they wouldn't get on. You know that type of way.
I know a bus driver as well, and he tells you there are routes that the bus drivers don't want to drive. You know,
yeah. Would you blame them?
And yeah, but no, I wouldn't. And he said there were certain routes he was telling me he wouldn't drive them. Yeah. You know, he said some lads will do it. Now I don't know whether they get extra for driving those routes or something. I don't know. But some of them, they probably need to be paid extra danger money for doing those routes.
Yeah,
you know? I'd hate to be a Ford bus driver in Dublin City at the moment.
Yeah,
anybody that's not fucking snowy.
Yeah, I know. I've seen some of the videos of people, you know, racial slurs and calling them names and everything. Go back to your own country and all that kind of carry on. Yeah. It is horrible, horrible.
Yeah, you know, it is.
But I, if I go back in time, Stephen, when I was a kid, they had a conductor on the bus.
Remember him?
Yeah, so he'd go around collecting the money, you know, with his little machine, and
he give you the ticker roll.
Yeah, he'd give you a spare roll if you were a kid. But here's the thing. He would control situations. So if, you know, the kids got a bit boisterous upstairs, he'd go up and sort it all out, or he'd kick people off the bus if they were a bit misbehaving. Maybe we have to go back to that again.
I do think we need something like that. It would make getting on and off the buses easier as well if there wasn't a queue of 50 people trying to use one leap card machine. If everyone could just pay when they've got their seat, it would make life a lot easier.
Yeah, all he has to do, I mean, unlike having to have a machine years ago, he just has to have a little card machine. That's all he has to have. He doesn't take cash.
Yeah, well, that's it. Because that's what the
driver does. Yeah,
the Lewis security team have those as well.
Yeah,
you know, so you can do it that way.
Yeah, sorry, Jason.
Yeah, you're going back to great old days where you could actually grab next door's child and bring it into next door, and next door would say, thanks very much, and give the child a clip around the head. Could you imagine a bus driver trying to even second put a finger near anybody nowadays? Come on, the guards won't even put their fucking hands on anybody nowadays. We've crossed the Rubicon, Lyle. We've gone.
If we were messing on the bus, we'd be thrown off by the conductor.
Oh, you know that, and they weren't allowed to do it.
Yeah.
You know that way. Now you do that, Niall. They'd be on video, Dublin bus be in court, the publicity be... No, it's not happening.
If the conductor or the security officer or whatever we want to call them was sufficiently empowered to be able to eject somebody off the bus for not paying their fare or being antisocial and had enough power and confidence, admittedly, to, you know, drag some...
Yeah, support. You need support.
...person off the bus.
Yeah, well, hang on, Jason.
It would eventually change the culture and make people realise that actually, no, this is a privilege that we enjoy, being able to get relatively cheap. I know the fares have gone up, but relatively cheap.
Well, can I ask you, Stephen, just before we get to the break, if I gave you a choice of going from your house on the north side, I think you live, into town, in your car or on a bus, which would you prefer?
I think realistically I'd prefer the bus. Because it's hard to, it's more expensive to get parking in town. It's not always available. Like if I was going in at Christmas to do a big shop, I would probably prefer to bring the car. But then also, I'm facing the exact problems for why I wouldn't bring the car in the first place.
Yeah, it is expensive. I parked in town there last week, and it was only like 3 hours, and it was like 12:20 on the street.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like the benefits of when I used to drive home from work. And I go and meet friends in the pub. You know, I can't drink, obviously, because I'm driving, but I get free parking if I found a place close enough to wherever I was going drinking. But I can get the bus home from work, stop in town, have a couple of drinks, get back on the bus and go home again.
Yeah, the safest thing to do as well. Stay there. Thanks, Stephen. Stay there with me for a second. Thank you, Jason. I'm going to go to Bernie, sorry, straight after break, but I do have to take a quick break. Question you're asking is, if you had a choice, like you did have a car, would you use public transport or would you use your car? And do you think public transport is safe? Because more and more people are saying they don't feel safe on it. I'm just looking at some of the texts coming in. Somebody says, I don't have a choice. I'm a Dublin bus driver. I worked fingerless for 20 years on the 40 and 40D route. I had a sawn-off shotgun put to my windscreen by a pillion passenger on a motorbike. And the controller told me just to continue on. Sorry, love Niall Boylan, but can't go on the radio. Somebody else says, not sure, go ahead. We went through a period in Finglas South a few years ago when they stole all the balls from the pool table in the U Club. They smashed all the windows in the buses. I had a full bus when a youth threw a cue ball straight through the bus in one side and out the other side. I had about 60 people downstairs, and by the grace of God, no one was injured. It was a miracle. Imagine that, throwing snooker balls through the window. And as we rightly said, Steve mentioned as well, and so did Jason, certain routes are obviously worse than others. Bernie, hi, how are you?
I'm grand, Niall. How are you tonight?
I'm glad. Yeah, I'm okay.
Good.
So, Bernie, well, I mean, obviously you haven't used Dublin bus.
Well, I actually did it the weekend when I went to attend the protest.
Oh, okay.
The bus.
Okay.
And I found the route I took was in and out of the city to Blanchardstown, out that way.
Okay.
So I got off where it was. Now, there was a delay and a defer because of what was going on in Dublin. They were all delayed by an hour and a half. What got me, the bus was there was, we're all standing room only. There was no sitting area at all. In my day, when I was living and working in Dublin, I had to get two buses, and the fare was like £10 a week. And there was a conductor, so, you know, if anything took off at all, it actually, the conductor dealt with it and took you off, and the guards we called, and they came to the affected bus. It stopped.
Mm.
And the offending person was taken off. And, you know, my husband used to be a bus conductor in Dublin, and he was on the 15 routes and the 65 down to, and even down to, oh, down, it was outside the city, 60 or 65. And
okay.
He, you know, so I know that he would have been very strict.
So what was your experience going out to Blanchardstown on the bus generally, apart from the fact that it was late, but that wasn't their fault? What was your experience?
The experience was, it was fine. It's, you know, people are not like they were years ago. I found that very saddening. There was no, you know, the young people had their headphones on. There was no talk.
I'm curious, by the way, when you say there was standing room, sorry for interrupting you, and I know you had your colleague, a friend of yours with you, who's in his 90s.
Yeah.
And did anybody offer him a seat?
No, we got that disabled seat when we got on, to be fair.
Okay.
And on the way into the Dublin, an older lady got up, wanted to give him the seat, and I said, no, you know, he said he got a seat.
Okay.
But I found that there were, you know, from young people and old people, there's no communication. It's all this. They're very cold. It's a very cold place now, Dublin. Nobody, there's no chat. There's no, where are you going today? Do you remember those kind of chats?
Yeah.
There's none of that. There's absolutely nothing. And they're very unfriendly and unsocial. I was actually sad to be in Dublin. I enjoyed the day out, but the bus journey was a new experience.
So you think young people have changed? I'm not going to disagree with you. Actually, can I just draw Stephen's attention to that? Stephen, many, many years ago, I was in New York, when I was in my early 20s. And the one difference I said to people I noticed about New York was a disconnect of people, right? In other words, in Ireland, you'd be walking down the road and you go, how you doing? All right, what's the story? And you'd look at somebody, give them an L wink and a nod, right? We don't even know people. You'd be in a queue and you start talking to somebody, right? A stranger. But what I noticed in New York was people didn't speak to each other unless they knew each other. They didn't speak to each other. They're very disconnected. I think I agree with Bernie. Dublin has, particularly Dublin in general, has become exactly the same.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we probably have. I think we're all very much self-focused on what's going on in our own lives. Mm. Now, it's occasionally I've had a conversation with somebody who I didn't know on a bus, but you're right. Yeah, generally speaking, people are either staring at the window with their headphones in or, you know, craning their neck down at their phone, and that's about the extent of it.
Yeah, I think earbuds are the worst invention ever.
If you're on
ever.
Your own, that is, of course. If you're with your group of friends, they're usually chattering at, you know, 90-odd decibels.
Yeah. Sorry, Bernie, continue.
So that's what I discovered. But I would feel safer to know there was a conductor. I think the conductor was an important part, integral part of bus services back in the day. And I think the way they have gone at the moment, I think they need to use something like that again. I would say any route, all routes, to give everyone a taste of what. If you don't, you know, be respectful.
Behave yourself. You know, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You're off the bus. I think every route should have somebody on it as a temporary measure. It doesn't matter where it's coming from. Every route, that nobody is targeted as the worst route to be on. Every route gets it. So there's no, you know, dissimilarity. And once the people have got used to the idea that, oh, yeah, you can't mess on a bus anymore, well, then they might show respect. And,
yeah, I mean, and the conductor would bring a level of respect, because I remember when we were sitting on the bus and an elderly person would get on, like we were only 10 years of age, 11 years of age, whatever, And an elderly person would have gone, the bus conductor would have gone over to you and say, get up out of that and let that man sit down. You know, and...
Yeah, you did it.
Yeah, you did.
But I mean, Niall, I was getting the bus since I was 6 years of age into Dublin, you know, and I you know, the bus conductor, I remember the bus had no doors on it. I mean, you were hanging out
the back. That's right, yeah, I remember that. It had a pole. It had a pole.
Yeah, like, I mean, and you went up the stairs. I mean, you think about it, you could have rolled out onto the road from up the stairs when you're coming down.
I know, they were so dangerous, but the health and safety wasn't an issue in those days. So people would jump off it as it was coming to the stop and the bus would keep going. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm off here, thanks, and you don't roll off. But we have to show respect for people who are doing these jobs. It's a fucking shit job. I respect anyone who's doing these jobs. They need protection.
Yeah, but if I gave you a choice to use public transport based on your own experiences from public transport or to drive your own car to whatever your destination is, which would you prefer?
The way it is currently, I'll stay with my car. But if it were to improve it back, even to put a conductor on each route, I would happily go back to the bus.
Mm. That's what it's coming back to, Stephen. It's coming back to safety. And people feel safer when there's a second member of staff outside of that cage, outside of that box.
Yeah, I know. And this is, I don't know, at least a decade old conversation in terms of what we should do to make our public transport network safer. Like, something has to be done. But for the most part, thankfully, now touch wood and cross everything else, you know, I haven't yet had a really horrible experience. But I would also like to think that, you know, we haven't completely lost the will to stand up and interfere with somebody doing something wrong on a bus as a regular Joe, as in you or I standing up and telling somebody, no, fuck off, you can't threaten somebody, you know. But again, it comes down to whether or not I'm willing to risk myself getting bat at, shouted at, or stabbed.
Well, that's the problem in today's society when you intervene in something. Go ahead, Bernie.
That's the fear everybody has today. And, you know, this is where the communication barrier has broken down. Like, you know, you talk to some people are on the bus and train and they're absolutely lovely to talk to and you're nearly swapping numbers. That day is gone. It's completely cold and it's not right. We're all human and we all interaction, even to be polite. How are you today? How are things? Any crack? Are you going anywhere far? Just a little bit of help. That's all you need.
And you were obviously in Dublin for the protest today. By the way, it was quite a good turnout. It was good weather, so... It was quite a good turnout for the protest. I've seen numerous estimates as many was there, but quite a substantial amount of people.
Yes, it was really, really good. I'd say there was about at least 35,000 would be my number.
That's probably a conservative estimate. Someone said 50, but I'd say closer to somewhere between 30 and 35, yeah. That's a good turnout.
Yeah, the people were, I mean, I met people come up to me and you know, because I had my 90-year-old and they were very, very kind. And they said they'd only come, this is their first protest. They didn't know what it was about. And they were very, very nice.
They just knew it was for people who weren't happy with the government.
there was no view. There was nobody having any hidden agenda. I don't care what they say. I walked it up and down twice on the day. And I have to say, it was a very well, or I'm proud to have been Irish that day. I tell you that. There was nothing but very, very good.
No, there didn't seem to be any trouble at it or anything like that at all.
No trouble at all.
In fairness, Stephen, the only nastiness I seen was in the counter protest across the road calling everybody Nazi scum. And the majority of people, Stephen, weren't there just about immigration. They were there about the cost of living.
I've seen a lot of clips during the rounds, and I'm not going to pass any comment on it. What I will say, though, is, you know, if you're on a bus or you're on a Lewis and somebody goes to sit down on you, beside you, maybe they sit down on you, depends on what bus you're on. Smile and say hi. Be the thing that you would like everybody else to be doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, make that other person feel comfortable, you know.
I do that. I talk to complete strangers. I'm one for doing that all the time. Stay there, Stephen and Bernie. Let me just go to Paolo. I'm a people watcher. Paolo, hi. How are you? Paolo, hi. How are you? Turn off your radio. Good man.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, Paolo. Paolo, do you use public transport?
I drive public transport.
Oh, you drive public transport, so you're a bus driver. What are you, train driver, bus driver? What are you?
I drive the line between Nice and Blanchardstown.
Oh, okay. All right. So, well, I suppose you don't get to see any of the problems because you're kind of sitting up in your cab all the time.
I don't have that cab in my bus.
Mm. And generally speaking, how long are you doing that, by the way?
Here in Ireland, 7 months.
Oh, okay, so you're doing a short amount of time. I was going to say over, yeah.
But I did in Portugal for 5 years.
Okay. What was it like in Portugal, public transport, by the way? Was it safe?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do they have, like, public transport police?
No.
Okay, so people just behave themselves?
Yeah, it's not needed to have police on the bus.
Okay, well, that's a good sign. So what about here in Dublin? Or, you know, in Ireland, generally, do you think people are reasonably well behaved on public transport?
Like, the thing is that there are some drivers that most of the drivers are like, I don't give a care. Like, you can do whatever you want. I'm here driving in my life, and the bothers and the passengers will do whatever they want. And in my bus, that doesn't happen. Never. Like the other person who was speaking from the passengers speak on the phone and bothering the other client, the other passengers, and listen to the music and so on. In my bus, that doesn't happen, never, because I used to say, in my bus I am the law. yeah, it's true, because if I don't maintain the order in my bus, they will do whatever they want, and I don't want that, and I will not allow that ever in my life.
And have you ever had trouble on your bus?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes I have problems. Like I say, please, you use your headsets, and they say, and who are you to tell me that? I'm the bus driver. I'm the law here. If you don't want to complain that,
get off. Yeah,
finish. And I did that 2 times with the same person. Believe me, that now he enters the bus and no worries, no problem, silence, no nothing.
He knows better than to annoy you. Yeah,
it's just it's not our need. It's not our job to educate persons, but sometimes we have to do that.
And do you, by the way, yourself, do you use public transport or do you drive?
I drive, because I don't have public transport to my work. But unfortunately, here I live in Kildare.
Oh, okay, so you're a bit outside the city. Yeah, that's difficult.
From Kildare, the public transport are very, very, very poor. But I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I have to go to Dublin or whatever. I use the bus. It's like I don't have to worry about parking the car. I don't have to worry about traffic. I don't have to worry about anything. Just go inside and go from point A to point B. No bothers. It's way comfortable. And if I can tell you that in Portugal I had a car, and I almost never use the car, never, because in Portugal they are very rich of public transport, and unfortunately here in this part of the country, the public transports are very poor. I have here the go ahead bus, the 126, and nothing else. And I have the 126 like 2 hours.
So
from each bus.
Oh, so it's only once every 2 hours.
Yeah,
that's disastrous.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then they had 10 buses working here, and suddenly they took 4, and they say 6 is enough. It's not enough, because it is here a big city.
Of course it is. Yeah, Kildare is a popular place. A lot of people are moving out in that direction now because it's cheaper to buy property. Yada yada. Well, not that much cheaper, but cheaper to buy property. And you're saying Portugal is a much better system, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. In Portugal, we have the train, we have the light rail, we have buses, we have everything.
Yeah, it seems like every major city in the world is better than Dublin. You know?
But I can tell you that in times of, not now, because without schools, the buses are almost empty or are full. But with the schools, my bus is always full. Always full.
I mean, Dublin and the satellite towns, which are all technically almost part of Dublin now, or the greater Dublin area, if that's what you want to use it, talk, you know, Lucan and Maynooth and almost out to Kildare, Port Laois. I mean, it's all become one big sprawl of a metropolis now. So, metropolis, that's Batman, isn't it? Or Superman or something like that. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is, you know, it's shameful that we have such a bad public transport system still to this day. And that we don't have, you know, apart from the Lewis, we don't have a light rail system. We don't have interconnects. We don't have an underground system. You know, for a capital city, a big capital city, and it is a heavily populated city. During the day, I think it's 1.7 million, maybe a little bit more. During the night, it goes down to 1.5. Obviously, people coming into work. I think it's just crazy that we have such a really bad system. You know, they just haven't been able to get it right. I got to go into a break. Cormac, I'm going to come to you after the break, by the way. So stay there, please. Don't get disheartened. I know it's 13 minutes you're waiting there. I do apologize. Martin says, good evening, Niall, AJ and Molly. I haven't used public transport of any kind other than a taxi in the past 30 years. And yes, I would call them taxis. At 65 years of age, I dread the thought of what I may become unable to, if I may become unable to drive because of failing health or of some kind. I have heard of the things that go on the buses, the trams and the trains, even the things I have seen going on at bus stops. What was an adventure as a child? Oh, what was an adventure as a child would be a nightmare for me now. Oh, I get that. Yeah, of course, it was an adventure as a child. Sorry, Martin, it's just my other screen where my text on it is very far away. And I'm getting a bit older now, so it's getting a bit harder to read. I think I need new glasses. Anyway, yes, it was an adventure when we were a kid. And I'm sure, Stephen and Bernie, we all remember that. It was a big adventure to go on a bus, you know, into the city. But it's probably not that kind of adventure anymore, really, is it? It's an experience now.
Yeah. It's just A to B, quick as possible.
It's an A to B thing, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, okay. Now, stay there. Let me just bring Cormac into it. Cormac, hi, how are you?
I'm very good, Niall. How are you?
I'm fine. Cormac, do you use public transport or would you use public transport?
I used it once in 45 years, three weeks ago.
Right, okay.
Three weeks ago.
And what was the reason 3 weeks ago, by the way?
I had a meeting in Clonskee and my car was in for service. So my wife dropped me to Port Marnock. I got on a train. I asked the guy, what's the quickest way to get to Clonskee? I had a meeting over in Tesla. And he told me, so I got on the train, which was immaculate, I have to say. The train was absolutely immaculate.
Were you buying a Tesla?
I was thinking of it.
Okay.
I was thinking of it. Anyway, I arrived in Sandymount, a beautiful train. It was about 11 o'clock in the morning. The train was absolutely immaculate.
Okay.
So I get off at Sandymount, and I'm looking for a bus to get me to Clonskee. So I'm standing at a bus stop across the road from the train station outside a public house that had just opened at about 12 o'clock. So I went in there and I asked the very nice lady whose pub was up for sale, as it happened, could she tell me what's my quickest way to get from here? So she said, yeah, you can get a bus. It will be about 45, 50 minutes.
Oh, Jesus.
So I went in and had a coffee. And I had my coffee and I said, Jesus, I'm going to be an hour late for this meeting. So I got a taxi and, of course, it cost me quite a few bob to get there.
30 quid,
so,
yeah.
The problem is for people who are doing business, it just doesn't work. It's not feasible. You can't keep appointments.
It's not reliable enough, is what you're saying to me.
No, it's not reliable at all.
Yeah. And that's the problem I would have if I was to use it on a work basis, particularly when I used to do the daytime show on the radio. And I can't be late for my job, unlike other jobs. Other jobs you can wait 5 minutes late and say to the boss, oh, look, I'm really sorry, bus is delayed. I can't do that. I can't be here.
Yeah, if I was retired and I have free transport at my age, so, you know, there's a very big incentive to use it because of the price of fuel and so on and so forth. But it just doesn't work for business people. You can't be sure that you're going to keep your appointments, and then, you know, if you try and use public transport, you get a reputation for being tardy, and it just doesn't work for business people.
Yeah, that's a fair point, Stephen. Well, sorry, just for Cormac for cutting across you, Stephen. That's a fair point Cormac makes. That's one of the reasons why I don't use public transport. Like, if you're to be in work at a certain time, particularly in certain types of jobs where they rely on you being there at that time and not 5 or 10 minutes late, you cannot rely on public transport. You just can't.
Well, no, that's it. Like I said, you know, I could leave the house 40 minutes before I was supposed to be due in work and still have time for a cup of tea by the time I get into work, do you know? Mm. Whereas now I'm nearly leaving 2 hours or maybe a bit more to ensure I can get across.
Niall, you take London. Right, I can go to London for a meeting, and I can be staying, say, in Chelsea or Mayfair, and I need to get to Old Street or something, right? I know exactly how long it's going to take me to get there. I know how long it's going to take for me to go from my hotel to the tube station, and I know exactly the time the tube station will arrive, say, at Old Street or wherever I'm going.
Yeah, it's much better.
You can't do that in Dublin. So in London, I use public transport all the time.
And I wouldn't mind that public transport system is nearly probably 100 years old, but it still works really well.
It's falling apart, but it functions.
Oh, yeah.
And it's done. It's
Victorian.
On time.
It's literally Victorian.
Yeah. And you know? If it's not functioning properly, you get a warning. You know, if you have the Underground app, they tell you the Circle Line is running 20 minutes behind. If you need to make an urgent appointment,
make an alternative arrangement.
Use alternative arrangements. I mean, it's
the same in Paris, same in New York, same in most major cities, Berlin and places like that, that have an underground system. Stay there for a second, Cormac. Let me go to Julie as well.
Your life in your hands.
Yeah, absolutely. Julie, Cormac doesn't use public transport for that very reason. It's just not reliable. What do you think?
Look, it depends where you are, doesn't it? Like, really, when you think about it, I use it. I'll tell you why, because there's bus lanes. And if I was to use my car, given the circumstances of today where they're building absolutely everywhere, I'd be stuck sitting on my arse all day. Literally.
Mm.
That's the way it is. You'd be in your car and you'd be driving yourself mental, looking at the same things in front of you, behind you. It's just, look, the bus lanes are quicker. Just where I am, just at the route that I have to go.
I don't agree with you if you go off peak times. I mean, you can travel
sometimes you don't have a choice. If you have to go to work and be in for 9 o'clock, you don't have a choice to go off peak times.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Yeah, sorry, Julie. Go ahead.
You can agree to disagree. I'm just saying I choose to use the bus lanes because they're quicker. Like I said, you're sitting in a car, you're just going to end up like Peppa Pig at this stage because you can't move in the world. You turn a corner, you're lucky to turn a corner.
You could do what the monk did, or what Michael O'Leary did, buy a taxi license.
Oh, I'm telling you.
And then you could drive in the bus lanes.
Take them off them. Straight. And you know what, Niall? I'm not being funny or anything, right? I'm actually getting absolutely sick of it now at this stage. You know, in New York, you can tell a taxi because it's yellow, yeah?
Yeah.
Unless you get into it and it turns pink, right?
Yeah.
So here, we've got like, you just can't identify them. There's so fucking many of them. And I'm fuming because they're parking on the fucking grass and you're like, hello, are you working today? You're just going in for a McDonald's.
Yeah, that's a very good point. An excellent point.
Yeah. And by the way, so what's the rule with a taxi? When his light is on, he's available. When his light is off, he's not. Is that the way it works? I can't remember.
I think so.
Yeah. So, but here's the thing. If that's the way it works, I've often seen them with the light on. There's no one in the taxi, and you're trying to flag them down, and they won't stop for you.
Correct.
Yeah, but that's not my problem that they haven't got work to do. I'll give you an example. There's a little football pitch, where kids play football, and you have three taxis, right, with three men just sitting there, like casual as lady muck, and you're like, okay, well, the kids are supposed to be playing football there today. What's the crack with them lads just sitting there in their taxis? Like, it's not a fucking taxi rank. So you're like, what? You know?
What are they doing? Just watching the football?
What?
Are they watching the football?
No, they're literally taking over the grass where the kids are supposed to play football. And you're just like, hello? Zenny is going to work today.
I have to leave you.
Okay. Thank you for that, Cormac.
Good luck with your Tesla, by the way. Okay, so Julie, so the only reason you prefer to use transport, public transport, is because it's quicker and less inconvenient.
Well, look, it's quicker for the route that I go, and it's not convenient. Like, nobody likes a bus or a Lewis or a train.
Why?
Or like
Why do you
that.
Not like a bus? Why do you not like a bus?
Like, it's the smell, for a start.
The smell. Yeah, particularly on a rainy day.
Just the smell in general.
Everybody gets on and smells wet.
And then, like, do you remember where we had to wear face masks and things were clean? I wish we could go back to that for just an hour, because that was great when you got on things and you seen people clean and things, and you were like, lovely, hygiene. And now you're getting on it and you're like, oh my God, what am I going to catch today?
Yeah, smell of fart and everything. We'll stay there for a second. A man who has to put up with that every day is a bus driver for the last 30 years. Joe, hi, Joe.
How are you doing?
Is there a smell on your bus, Joe?
Smell? I don't know. No smell on my bus. Smell like links, obviously.
Oh, do you wear the links, do you? Do you wear the links to make us all smell fresh, do you?
Yeah. Public transport is too good for you, chicken.
Here, look, I'm on a bus every day and I see the likes of you. I'm like, how are you?
The likes of you. You don't even know him. He hasn't opened his mouth yet.
It's the
least
of me
that Joe. Okay, it's very hard to hear. You're very low, Joe. But here's the thing, Joe. Quick question for you before we go into news tonight.
Yeah,
so they're saying that, you know, a lot of people are saying it's less safe now on public transport. Would you agree with that?
I would have to agree. This day and age now, yeah. Compared to going back 20 years ago, it's totally more dangerous. I have teenage children myself, and it's absolutely disgraceful.
Right, okay. And have you ever been assaulted or threatened or?
No, I have. And as I said, I haven't. And I've only people who bring in and commented on fingers. I've done the finger food for 20-odd years and I've never had any hassle on that. They're lovely people. Lovely people.
And what was the worst route you've ever had?
To be honest, it doesn't bother me what route I do.
Because there is some routes that some drivers just don't like doing.
Well, to be honest with you, Noel, if you compare those to other countries, the public transport here, we're years behind. You know?
Yeah, oh, we are. Yeah. Way behind.
Definitely.
And what about driving the bus? I mean, Dublin is a difficult city at the best of times to drive in because Dublin was never designed properly.
Sorry, go ahead.
Dublin was never really designed properly. It's a bad city to drive in, particularly a large vehicle like a bus. So it's a kind of difficult city to drive in, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? Depends on how good it is. I'm a professional driver, right? But no, you're right. It goes back to the city's not designed for it, you know. But if I was off with electric cars and a bike and bikes in, you can't have a bike in this city, it's gone.
Have you got an electric bus or a diesel bus?
It's half and half now.
Oh, it's hybrid.
Yeah, well, if you remember going back, we bought a fleet at that time, half electric, half diesel, 500,000 per bus. But yet they knew they had to change over, you know what I mean, to fully electric.
Yeah, they bought a load of electric buses and they know where to plug them in. The funniest picture ever, I put the picture up on Twitter about 2 or 3 years ago. The funniest picture ever, they bought an electric bus and they bought a diesel generator to charge it. And it was a picture of a big diesel generator charging the electric bus, which I thought was hilarious.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.